This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Did you see the president's news conference last night?
Look, I got more work to do. We got more work to finish.
And the president says he's the best qualified to do it at a highly anticipated news conference aimed at reassuring lawmakers and voters after a dismal debate. The president said it would be different if he was slowing down and couldn't do the job.
But there's no indication of that yet. None.
For an hour, the president held his own under intense questioning, largely trading the debate's stumbles and blank stares for engagement on several issues. But he did make two notable gaffes within 2 hours, referring to Vice President Trump and earlier at the NATO summit, Ukrainian President Putin. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A lot of us have been sweating under heat alerts, but fewer of us. More than 63 million yesterday, a noticeable drop from the number earlier this week. And in Texas?
Crews in Texas have been working to restore power to the 2.7 million homes and businesses left in the dark after Hurricane Beryl came ashore Monday. But CenterPoint Energy says about 500,000 Houston area customers will be without electricity into next week.
The AP's Ben Thomas. Drones patrolling New York City's beaches for signs of sharks are being swarmed by flocks of birds. That's forcing agencies to adjust their flight plans. We're just getting word that 4 migrants have died while trying to cross the English Channel from France to the UK. 63 people were rescued. The UN is demanding that Russia withdraw from the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant and return it to Ukraine. Palestinians have returned to destruction in Gaza City after Israeli troops withdrew, ending a 2-week offensive there. Civil defense workers say they found dozens of bodies. This is AP News. Now to a dinosaur auction. The AP's Ed Donahue.
A stegosaurus will be auctioned in New York. The specimen is named Apex and was discovered in Colorado 2 years ago.
This is a Jurassic period dinosaur, so about 161 million years old.
Sotheby's Cassandra Hatton says Apex is 11 feet tall, 27 feet long from nose to tail. She calls it a coloring book dinosaur.
When you're a kid, you get a coloring book with dinosaurs. You've got T-Rex, you've got Triceratops, you've got Stegosaurus. It's one of the top three most recognized and most popular dinosaurs.
Though experts believe Stegosaurus has used their fearsome tail spikes to fight, this specimen showed no signs of combat.
It didn't die fighting.
Apex will be auctioned next week as part of the Geek Week series. Sotheby's is estimating it will sell for $4 to $6 million. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow gained 32 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.